Introducing the Two-Way V4, where groundbreaking fuel cell technology meets fresh foam cushioning for the ultimate performance. With fuel cell, each step feels explosive, delivering unparalleled energy return. Paired with fresh foam, experience maximum comfort throughout the game. Its lightweight textile upper offers support and breathability without sacrificing agility. Whether you're hitting the clutch shot or locking down the opposition, the Two-Way V4 gives you the tools to play at a high level. Learn more and purchase the Two-Way for yourself at NewBalance.com.
Good morning, Bucknutters. It is Thursday, April 8th, 2021. I am Dan Rubin. This is the Bucknuts Morning 5 and Change. If it's Thursday, that can mean only one thing. Steve Wiltfong has taken vacation again. We had to go into the coffers and amp up the salary for this segment. We brought in the Dean of Ohio State Recruiting, Bill Kerlick. Bill, how goes it?
Going well. Another beautiful morning in Central Ohio. Sun coming up, although rain is in the forecast later. 75 degrees, you know, what better for early April in Columbus?
We have had some wonderful weather here. Hopefully it's payback and it continues. We like to bring you good news here on the Bucknuts Morning 5, and we have a lot of good stuff coming, but we got to start off with something a little bit troubling, or a big thing that's troubling, and that is one of the biggest recruits Ohio State has ever chased, Keyonta Goodwin, a mountain of a prospect. Crystal balls rolled towards Ohio State early on, but now it seems like Kentucky, of all schools, has taken over. Crystal balls are rolling very strong towards Lexington for Keyonta. Please bring us up to speed on what happened with the enormous offensive lineman.
Well, that's been a situation of him trending Kentucky for a little bit now. Last week, about a week ago, I guess it was, I didn't switch my crystal ball, but I changed the confidence level on him from 8 down to, I believe, 3, thinking that. And I mentioned in one of my features that if I had to pick right now, I would go at that point with Goodwin going to Kentucky. Reason being, several reasons. You know, Kentucky, Vince Morrow has done a great job of continuing to recruit him. Goodwin lived in Kentucky, and his mother tends to like the idea of him not being too far from home, and he has a number of friends on that Kentucky football team that had been recruiting him. And then perhaps most importantly is that I think they've been able to sell him on the ability to play right now as a starting tackle for them. That's something that's very difficult to do at Ohio State. And the coaches are not going to promise him that at Ohio State. So I think he's looked at that situation, playing in the SEC, getting a chance to play right away, and those other factors. And because of that, you know, I think when he announces on April 17th, it's going to be for Kentucky. I mentioned that if he announced sooner rather than waiting until taking a visit, official visit to Ohio State, that it was going to be Kentucky. And lo and behold, he's going to announce sooner.
Bill, Paris Johnson was a better high school prospect than Goodwin. He did not start as a freshman, and in his second year on campus, he's going to be moved to guard. I see that as a positive for the program. It looks like Goodwin saw it as a negative.
Yeah, and, you know, Paris Johnson is a tremendous prospect coming out of high school. You know, there's no doubt in my mind that the kid – was and is going to be a star. He is a great player. And I think if he is starting at guard this year, that he'll move to tackle the next year and he'll be great. And again, it's just tough. I've said this many times, at a place like Ohio State to come in and start right now on the offensive line is just so difficult to do. It's hard to start anywhere as a freshman at Ohio State, really, really hard. And the offensive line is such a difficult position to master as a freshman. You know, Harry Miller was tremendously a tremendous prospect coming out of high school, and he had to be a backup for a year. It's just a tough thing to do.
There's examples all over the place. Look at, we all thought Nicholas Petit-Frere was struggling, and now he's arguably going to be the best right tackle in the country. Goodwin has to make his own decision. Your family has to make their own decision of what's the best fit for you. But I do question a guy who's not interested in any competition if his ultimate goal is to be one of the best, and the culture at Ohio State is such that I think you have to be a guy like that. Maybe he isn't. Another guy that Ohio State was at least tacitly recruiting was Billy Shrouth. Now it looks like he's going to Notre Dame. I say that only to lead into your top story that's on the site right now, which is kind of a look at the offensive line recruiting depth chart. Don't give away everything because it's premium, but kind of give people an understanding of what that is and that feature that you've been working on for different position groups.
What I'm doing is going position by position. I started with defensive tackle a couple days ago. Then I went to offensive line on Wednesday, where I take a look at the prospects that Ohio State, the main prospects at each position that Ohio State is recruiting, guys that they have offered a scholarship, but not necessarily just guys they've offered a scholarship, because some of the guys that they've offered no longer are really in play. They may have committed somewhere else, or Ohio State may have found a prospect they like even better. So mostly I'm focusing on prospects that Ohio State has offered have been or are still in play, guys that they still want, and kind of break them down into different categories. For instance, for the offensive line, I start with three top guys that have already scheduled official visits to Ohio State for the month of June. Then I talk about three more guys that are top guys that say they want to schedule an official visit to Ohio State. I look at a wild card offensive line prospect for the Buckeyes and so on. So I kind of break down what might be the recruiting depth chart right now, position by position for the Buckeyes.
We're going to take a quick break, come back, and talk about a glorious day on the calendar you're going to want to know about.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, we are back. Bill, there have not been, mass visits on campus for so long. I almost forget what it was like. It does seem that the Sound of Minstrels will accompany the weekend featuring June 4th. 17 guys scheduled to visit, all sorts of prospects. Give us an idea of how big that weekend could be. The number of headliners is staggering. Just today, the number three safety in the country has committed to come. Give us a preview.
Right, it's going to be a huge weekend. And, schools all across the country are doing this. They're assuming that visits will be opened up, that it's going to be changed to a quiet period during the month of June. They're scheduling prospects for official visits. Of course, it hasn't officially happened. They haven't officially said things are going to open up. The next NCAA meeting is the middle of this month, and certainly I expect that that's going to happen, as do most people. Visits will be opened up, so the schools are going to have to take advantage of that. It's been a long time, and while everything is trending in the right direction, who knows what next fall will bring. So their schools are all trying to get as many of their top prospects as possible on campus for official visits, at least the ones that they think they would be better off getting early rather than later for visits. That weekend of June 4th is going to see, as things stand right now, all 11 of the current Ohio State 2022 commitments making their official visits that weekend, of course, led by Quinn Ewers. Also, top prospects that Ohio State would like to land are going to make official visits to Ohio State that weekend, including, we've talked about linemen, including two linemen, Emil Wagner from here in Ohio, and then Jalen Early from Texas, from Duncanville High School in Texas. And maybe even more importantly, his teammate, Omari Abor, who is just a tremendous defensive end, is making his official visit to Ohio State that weekend. You've got two of the – what I consider two of the country's top three safety prospects making official visits to Ohio State that weekend. Xavier Nwankwo and Zion Branch are both scheduled to make official visits to Ohio State that weekend. So, it's just going to be a huge weekend. Toriano Pride, one of the top cornerbacks in the country, making his official visit that weekend. And you know, we're Dominic James, by the way, an offense, or I should say a defensive tackle from Bradenton IMG, who, by the way, you know, if Ohio State lands Dominic James, he's from Alabama. When's the last time? I've been doing this a long, long time, and I can't remember anyone from Alabama signing with Ohio State. So that could be kind of the guy to break the ice there, so to speak. So huge weekend indeed.
That is the one position, and Dwayne Long and I talk about this on Tuesdays all the time, that they've never been able to get, is the huge interior Southern defensive tackle. I guess Antoine Jackson counts, but we didn't get him off the jump. He went to Auburn and Blinn before that.
I'll tell you a real quick story about that, Dan. Ryan Pickett from Zephyrhill Hills, Florida, went to Ohio State, had a great career, went to the NFL. I remember back in the day, Jim Haycock recruited Ryan Pickett. And Ryan Pickett was highly rated, but not the number one defensive tackle in the country. And after Ohio State landed him, later on down the road, Jim Haycock told me that the number one defensive tackle in the country is coming to Ohio State. He said that that's Ryan Pickett. And lo and behold, he was right. If you look back, Ryan Pickett was the top defensive tackle in the country that year based on what he did in college and what he did in the NFL.
I'd be remiss if I didn't take that as a lead into this question, Bill. What is up with JT Tuimalo? Is he playing college football? I kind of feel like we've let the name subside. Adding him would be an unbelievable coup.
Yeah, he's not in any rush to get things done. And I still think he's going to, I know his plan is to take official visits, take official visits and see schools. I expect him to see Ohio State. I expect him to see Alabama. He may see a couple others, but I just think he's not rushing things along by any stretch of the imagination, and that he's going to end up doing visits, seeing the schools and making his decision and getting on campus, in time to start practice wherever he picks. And right now, I still have him crystal ball to Ohio State, but, not with a real, real high confidence level. Not that I don't think the Buckeyes are going to get him, but that I think he's going to really look at these schools and, make his decision after he visits them.
I think a lot of people have already booked this class in their mind for a bunch of schools, and to see him added on this late would be incredible. I want to comment on a report that's come out that Justin Fields will be working out again at Ohio State on the 14th. Sean Wade will also be going at it for another pro day. San Francisco's expected to be involved, and I hope this is the first step towards fixing the narrative that Mac Jones is going to be picked in front of Justin Fields, because that's got to be the dumbest thing I've ever heard, and there's my 2 cents. We appreciate the Dean stopping by. Have a good one, Bucknutters.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.